都要来啊，让神点名。
So everyone needed to go to be in roll call by God.
那军队重新整理以后，就是变成一支很强的军队啊。
And after the army has been sorted out or arranged, it will become a very strong group of army.
好，我们请看以西结书哈。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书三十七章。
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37.
三十七章第一节哈。
Chapter 37, verse 1.
以西结书三十七章的第一节
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1
神的灵降在我身上神借着他的灵带我出去将我放在平原中这平原遍满了骸骨、啊、所以当时这个平原有很多的骸骨、
At this time there are a lot of bones in the midst of the valley、
啊、这些骸骨、啊、是不可能再活过来因为都很枯干、啊、
And these bones were all dried up and it was impossible for them to come alive again、
啊、怎么会变成骸骨呢
And how did these become bones?、
啊、就是一定先被杀
Because they were killed first、
啊、被杀以后没有人收尸埋葬、啊、在旷野、啊、当然就变成久久之就变成骸骨啊。
And after they were killed, no one was there to bury them. And so after a while, in the midst of the valley, they became bones.
所以他们在平原的地方被杀。
They were killed in the midst of the valley.
那圣经说的平原呢、啊，都是指就是说比较舒服的生活，比较舒适的生活。
And when the Bible talks about the midst of the valley, it's referring to a life that is very comfortable.
因为太舒适了。
Because it is so comfortable.
啊，不需要神啊，不需要依靠神。
And that's why the people do not need to rely on God.
所以就好像不需要神，就离神越来越远。
And if they didn't feel like they needed God, they were very distant from God.
所以在灵境上生病的生病，逃走的逃走啊，逃兵的逃兵啊。
So spiritually speaking, the sick became very sick, and the ones who fled.
所以这些军队怎么去打仗啊？
And so how would this group of people or this group of army fight?
都已经变成骸骨了。
They all became bones.
可是现在神要重整军队。
But then now God is going to rearrange his army.
神有办法来重整。
And God has a way to rearrange it.
就是要听神的话。
Which is to listen to the words of God.
要领受神的灵。
To receive the spirit of God.
我们再来看。第十节哈，三十七章第十节。
Chapter 37, verse 10。
于是我遵命说预言呢、啊，气急就进入这些骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来成为极大的军队。
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army.
所以本来以色列的军队是零零散散的。
So the army of Israel were scattered.
死的死啊，病的病。
The dead ones are dead, and the sick ones are sick.
现在神、啊、来从自己、啊、重新整理军队。
But then God himself rearranged his army.
所以我们这个弟兄姐妹、啊、也最好了、啊、我们应该就不要互相批评、啊、
So as brothers and sisters, it is best that we do not criticize one another.
因为神能够使那个人站立得住。
Because God can make someone stand.
我们不要轻视他说、哦、他现在很软弱啊，他怎么样啊？以后不知道啊。
Let us not look down on someone and say, "Well, this person is very weak." We don't know what's going to happen in the future.
所以我们不要对一位软弱的信徒啊灰心。
So let us not lose heart for a weak member.
啊，更是不能够对整个教会的信徒啊灰心。
And let us not lose heart for the members in the church.
说啊，我看到、啊、这个教会很软弱了，没希望了，没救了的。
Let's not say, "I see that this church is very weak. It's hopeless."
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us,
就是已经变成骸骨了,
even if they are already bones,
还是有希望的,
there is still hope.
只要神的话一进去, 神的灵一进去,
as long as God's word go into them or God's spirit go into them,
这些本来是零散散很软弱的信徒,
the members who are very weak, who are scattered,
他们要再重新站起来,
they will stand up again,
成为极大的军队,
to become an exceedingly great army.
啊, 这是神自己的作为,
this is the work of God.
所以神已经命令啊，大家要吹号吹角。
And so God had already commanded the people to blow the horn.
所以请看回来约珥书。
Let's turn back to the book of Joel.
那神现在要整理军队，大家都来了。
So God himself is rearranging his army and everyone is present.
那怎么样神的话神的灵才能够进去那些骸骨啊
So how would God's word and spirit be going into these bones?
要怎么做呢
约
珥书第二章
How should this be done? Joel chapter 2
第二章十二节
Chapter 2 verse 12
神说虽然如此啊你们应当禁食哭泣悲哀一心归向我十三节
Verse 13
你们要撕裂衣要撕裂心肠不要撕裂衣服归向主你们的神因为他有恩典有怜悯不轻易发怒有丰盛的慈爱并且后悔不降所说的灾十四节
Verse 14
或者他转意后悔留下余福给就是留下献给主你们的神的数据和奠基也未可知啊！所以这里是神自己的怜悯。
This passage talks about God's mercy.
他说哈，要怎么办呢？要撕裂心肠。
He says, what should they do? They need to rent their heart.
不要撕裂衣服啊。
Not their garments.
衣服是外在外表的。
Garments are what is outward.
因为以色列百姓都是很虚伪，都是只做外表的献祭。
Because the Israelites, they are very hypocritical. They only made offerings on the outside.
这个坏习惯一直持续到主耶稣来的那个时代所以主耶稣经常责备法利赛人，他们很虚伪。
And this bad habit continued until the time of Jesus Christ. Jesus often rebuked the Pharisees for being very hypocritical.
因为虚伪的崇拜看起来。哇，场面非常的浩大。
Because a hypocritical worship seems very grand on the outside.
有很多的祭物啊。
There are a lot of different types of offerings.
可是那祭物啊，那些崇拜神根本就不愿意不听的。
But then the offerings was not pleased to God.
因为他们没有用心来敬拜神。
Because they did not worship God with their hearts.
那圣经告诉我们要撕裂心肠。
So the Bible tells us that we need to rend our heart.
要真心的悔改
We need to truly repent.
那真心的悔改才能够点起希望的火花
A true repentance will ignite the fire of hope.
所以他们当时的盼望就是来自于神
And so the hope at the time that they had came from God.
从第二章二十一节到三十二节
Starting from chapter 2 verse 21 to chapter 3
我们看二十七节
Starting to read verse 27
你们必知道我是在以色列中间又知道我是主你们的神在我以外并没有神我的百姓必永远不至于羞愧所以神要告诉大家
God is telling everyone.
希望是来自他的应许啊。
Hope comes from His promise.
因为他要应许这个灵哈，要进到以色列民当中。
He promised that His Spirit would enter into the Israelites.
神也会洁净他自己的圣殿。
And God will Himself cleanse His temple.
因为他要审判万民呢。
Because He is the one that will judge all nations.
所以审判就是为着要洁净。
And judgment is for the purpose of cleansing.
就好像主耶稣在洁净圣殿一样
Just like how Jesus cleansed the temple
主耶稣当时是很生气的
At the time, Jesus was very angry
把这个做买卖人的桌子都翻开了都弄倒了
He pushed over the people who were selling
把当时的牛羊都全部赶出圣殿
He pushed over the tables and he also drove out the sheep and the oxen
因为他要洁净圣殿
because he needed to cleanse the temple
洁净圣殿就是判那些人不对那些人有罪你们怎么可以污秽神的圣殿呢
and the act of cleansing the temple was to make a judgment on these people in saying that they have defiled the temple of God
所以审判就是为了要洁净圣殿
and so judgment is for the purpose of cleansing the temple
好我们请看约珥书第三章
let's please read Joel chapter 3
十七节
verse 17
十七节
verse 17
你们就知道我是主你们的神而且又住在锡安我的圣山那时耶路撒冷被称为圣你看耶路撒冷被称为圣外邦人不再从其中经过因为被审判这是外邦人不合格的已经被审判了
No alien shall ever pass, because after the judgment, the Gentiles or the aliens will not pass.
所以没有人能够在从中经过，没有人能够在里头，连服侍啊，以前的表面的服侍，现在都不行了。
And so no one will ever be serving only outwardly.
啊，只有神的属民啊，才能够进入到里头。
Only those who are spiritual, who belong to God, will be able to enter in.
好，再看十八节哈。
Let's read verse 18.
到了那日，大山要滴甜酒，小山要流奶汁。犹大溪河多有水流。必有泉源从神的殿中流出来，滋润十天谷。那这里泉源从殿中流出来，并不是真的从那里流出来，这是一个形象的语言。
When it says a fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord, it do not mean that literally a fountain would flow from the house of the Lord. This is an imagery.
所以我们看我们可以从以前的历史来学到教训。
And so we could learn from history.
所以我们刚刚简单介绍这个约珥书以后
After a brief introduction for the book of Joel,
我们就要看看当时的历史到底是留给我们怎么样的教训，留给我们怎么样的智慧。
We can see exactly what kind of teaching history has left for us and what kind of wisdom we can gain from it.
第一个就是我们要以神为中心的。
First is that we need to have God to be the center of our lives.
然后以耶稣基督为我们学习的对象。
To learn from Jesus Christ.
然后以教会为家。
And to have the church as our home.
那为什么以神为中心？
Why do we need to have God as the center of our lives?
我们生活只要是离开神的话。
If we depart from God in our lives.
其实呢，这个外邦人呢，他没有神照样过生活。
If we look at the unbelievers, they continue to live their lives without God. And they have good and great business. We can look at all those great CEOs, not all of them believe in Jesus. But in their hearts, they're very empty. They just dress up very well in front of people.
其实他们在家里头有的吸毒啊，不知道怎么过日子啊。
But at home, some of them do drugs. They don't know how to live their lives.
啊，他们常常是开 party 的。
They have a lot of parties.
啊，虽然有世界上的成就。
Even though they have great accomplishments in the world.
但是内心没有从神来的喜乐。
But they do not have the joy in their hearts from God.
所以我们不能够学习他们呢。
So let us not learn from them.
不要看外在。
Do not look at just the outward appearance.
也不需要看他们住得很好的房子，穿得很漂亮。
And do not look at how wonderful their houses are and that they are dressed very well.
他们内心是很饥渴，很非常可怜的。
In their hearts, they're very thirsty and they're quite pitiful.
反而他要羡慕我们呢。
On the other hand, they need to envy us.
就是他羡慕我们说，哎，你没有钱怎么会那么快乐，那么喜乐？
They need to envy us in seeing that we don't have a lot of money, but how can we be so joyful?
所以我们一定要以神的中心呢。
So we need to have God to be the center of our lives.
我们的生活才会有意义，才会过得很实在。
Then our lives will be meaningful.
那要以耶稣基督为我们学习的对象。
We also need to learn from Jesus Christ.
因为神是看不见的。
Because we cannot see God.
但是耶稣基督啊，他降世为人啊，他的一举一动都被记录下来呀。
But Jesus Christ came into this world in the flesh, so that his actions and words were recorded.
我说耶稣怎么跟别人对话
？How did Jesus talk to others?
在很大压力之下，他怎么样来反应？
And how did he respond under great pressure?
啊，怎么样来处理他的情绪？
How did he manage his emotions?
就是主耶稣要给我们良好的榜样。
These are very good examples that Jesus left for us.
主耶稣也是人啊，他也是有情绪啊，他也会生气啊。
Because Jesus was also a man and he also had emotions. He was angry.
怎么来处理他的情绪？
And how did he manage his emotions?
这是我们学习的对象。
This is a someone that we need to learn from.
好，那我们学习好了以后。
After we learn.
我们不是洁身自好，自己好就好了。自己灵修高超 就好了。
We do not after we learn from him, we do not just we do not become just satisfied with the fact that we are very good.
像有的宗教团体啊，这到深在高山啊，这灵修。
So like some religious groups, they would go up on the mountains to spiritually cultivate.
他不管别人。
And they don't care about others.
那这种观念是不对的。
And this is a wrong concept.
所以圣经一直告诉我们要以教会为家。
The Bible keeps on telling us that we need to treat the church as our home.
也就是我们要以服侍人，要服侍众人，服侍我们弟兄姐妹为我们的职志，为我们的家，这个教就是我们的家。
Meaning that we need to serve others, serve the people, the brothers and sisters as our goal. The church is our home.
因为神在锡安山。
Because God is in Mount Zion.
因为神在教会。
God is in the church.
神的福气啊，都留给教会。
And the blessings of God are with the church.
那再透过教会把这些福气再留给我们。
And through the church, the blessings come unto us.
所以教会有福气，我们每一个人会沾到福气。
So if the church is blessed, then all of us will be blessed.
那再来，我们刚刚提到神重整军队。
We mentioned earlier that God rearranged his army.
我们为什么要灵布道会啊？
Why do we have to have spiritual convocations?
要灵布道会就是一个很集中啊，来学习道理。
Spiritual convocations is a time for us to learn the words in the Bible.
啊，听分享啊，听见证。
To listen to sharings and also testimonies.
因为平常都非常忙。
Because we're all very busy normally.
所以事实上，灵布道会就是让我们来调整我们的生活方式，来调整我们心思意念，一个很好的时候。
And so the spiritual convocation is a good time for us to reprioritize our attitude and reprioritize our life.
所以我们灵布道会总是要派多一点传道来呀。
And so during spiritual convocations, we send more preachers.
大家知道这些传道们要来哈，都事先已经准备好久的时间了，把这个最好的道理贡献给大家。
And we know that before the preachers come, they have already spent time to share with everyone the best words of God.
所以大家一定要珍惜呀。
So we need to treasure the opportunity.
我就是常被派到外面去协助灵布道会啊。
I myself often are sent to help out with the different spiritual convocations.
每次灵布道会都是要外来的，要讲大概四个小时到六个小时。
And if you're a preacher sent from elsewhere to help out with spiritual convocation, you have to probably deliver 4 to 6 hours of sermons.
那大家知道，其实那些传道都是准备很长时间的。
And so the preachers spend a long time preparing for those sermons.
因为我自己也是一样的。
Because it is the same for me.
所以大家一定要珍惜。
So please treasure these.
因为那个时候是一个学习很好的时候。
Because those are very good times to learn.
最能够让我们专心的时候。
They can really enable us to concentrate.
所以我们就是有个特定的名称，叫做灵恩啊，这个是领受灵恩的时候。
And so that is why we call it, we have a special term for it, the spiritual convocation, where we can receive the spiritual blessing.
所以我们就是要重新得力量，那重新出发。
It's a chance for us to receive strength again.
可能以前我们观念不对啊，价值观不对啊，只是看外在，只是看这些世界上的成就。
Perhaps we had the wrong values before, where we only placed importance on the accomplishments in the world.
好的，只是跟大家一起走了，就让孩子啊，我很多的学习钢琴，学习拉小提琴，要补习这个，补习那个，所以就夺去我们孩子快乐的童年。
Perhaps we just went with the trend of the world where we just let our kids learn a lot of things like a piano or violin and took away the happiness in their childhood.
其实大家想想啊，到后来大家都差不多了。
But if we really think about it, we all end up being similar.
所以我们最主要就是说一定要以神为中心呢。
So what is most important is that we must place God as the center of our lives.
因为啊，机会啊都是在乎神的。
Because opportunities come by God.
有位姐妹啊，有位姐妹她有两个孩子。
There is a sister who has 2 children.
其中有一个啊，这个不大会读书的。
And one of the children is not very good in studying.
但是她这个姐妹没有很紧张哦。
But the sister is not very worried.
她除了每天就要求这些孩子啊去教会聚会的。
She just required that her children go to church for service.
就是要考大学啊，那差一点就考不上了。
And the child almost couldn't get into a college.
这个有一个机会啊。所以一个机会就是 interview， 就是要面谈。
And so there was a opportunity which was an interview.
那一次面谈他假如是失败的话，那就是真的没有一间大学可以读啊。
And if the child fails at that interview, then there would be no college that would accept him.
啊，这个主考官就问他一个问题。
So the person administering the test asked a question.
因为他是报考音乐系的，音乐。
And so the child, because he wanted to major in music.
那个主考官就问他。
So the test person asked him.
他说：“你知道我们学校啊，这个演奏会啊，一般都是在礼拜六。”
The person asked him and said, "Our concert at our school usually are on Saturdays."
那你。你来的话，这样子会不会跟你教会的时间冲突啊
？So if you come, will it be in conflict with the time that you go to church?
啊，这个弟兄啊说，我以教会为优先。
So this brother answered and said, my priority is at church."
哇，然后后来这个面谈就结束了。
And then the interview ended.
啊，他爸爸说啊，他问你些什么问题啊？
So the father asked the child, what kind of questions did he ask you?
这个孩子说，啊，他问我说，这个礼拜六万一要演奏的话，我能不能参加？我说不行啊，我要去教会啊，我要以教会为优先啊。
And so the child said, well, he asked me about whether I can attend concert if it's on Saturday, and I said no, because I prioritize church.
他爸爸说，啊，完了，完了。
And so the father said, oh no.
这是最后的一次机会啊！你怎么这样说？你也要说可以呀、啊？你就是以后再说嘛。你怎么跟他说？说我不能参加。
The father said, "This is your last opportunity for the interview. There will be no more schools for you. Why did you say that you can't attend? Just say yes, and then we'll talk about it later."
啊，所以爸爸一直喊说啊，完了完了。
And so the father kept on saying, "That's it, no more."
可是后来公布的时候。
But then later on, when the results came out,
啊，他的面谈是分数最高的。
His interview score was the highest.
所以就要把整个分数拉起来，哎，结果他就进了那个大学。
And so it improved his overall score, and he ended up being accepted into the school.
啊，所以至少有一间大学可以读啊。
So he ended up having one school to study.
啊，大学呢应该是四年就毕业，他还读了五年呢。
And he should have graduated in 4 years, but he took 5 years.
啊，毕业以后啊，他就。感觉有个工作，但是那个工作大概20,000多的薪水而已啊。
And after he graduated, thank God he、
啊、
got a job, but then the salary was very it was only 20,000 NT.
就很低的。
Which was very low.
但是他很高兴，他很喜乐。
But he was very joyful and happy.
他自己告诉老板说：“你不用加我薪水啊，我已经很高兴了。”
And he himself told the boss that you don't have to increase my salary. I'm quite happy.
所以，是老板他就跪着跟他说：“对不起啊，我都没有加你薪水，我应该加你多一点啊。”
And then there was one time the boss even knelt down in front of him and said, "I'm so sorry. I really should increase your salary."
他说：“不用，不用。”
But then he said, "It's all right."
啊，20,000多的薪水啊，要娶老婆很困难呢、啊。
And with the kind of salary that he was earning, it was very difficult to get married. Because no one thinks that anyone would marry him. But then there was a sister who wanted to marry him. And so he said to her, I can't make a living with you. And the sister said, it's all right.So the sister wanted to marry him.
啊，我看那个照片，姐妹是长得不错啊。
And I saw the picture. The sister looked all right.
啊，有教会的比较长辈的弟兄姐妹就问那个姐妹说啊，你头脑有没有问题啊？怎么去嫁给那个弟兄？那个弟兄一个月才赚20,000多，你怎么生活啊？
And so some of the more elderly members at the church went to ask the sister, are you okay? Why do you want to marry him? Because with his salary, it's very difficult to make a living.
啊，姐妹说，我看他很单纯的，这神会照顾的。
And so the sister answered in saying that he's very simple. I believe that God will take care of him.
所以真的哈，这个机会是在乎神呐、啊。
And it's true, opportunities are come from God.
所以我们有些思想观念，我们的价值观假如不对的话。
So if our values are not right,
我们现在要重新出发，再整理一次。
We need to restart and rearrange our thoughts.
我们要多学习道理。
We need to learn from the words of God and also listen to testimonies.
我们就对神有信心了。
And then we'll have faith in God.
然后我们就愿意啊去行出来。
And we'll be willing to do the words of God.
我们就愿意啊为道理要付出代价。
And we will be willing to pay a price for doing the words of God.
我们愿意啊为教会最小的一个弟兄啊来付出代价。
And we'll be willing to pay the price for the littlest member in the church.
我们就能够体验神所给我们的喜乐。
And then we'll experience the joy from God.
所以在约珥书里头哈。
In the book of Joel.
就鼓励这些百姓要离开他们安乐窝。
It's encouraging the people to leave from their comfortable lifestyle.
来，请看第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
第二章的十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
第二章十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
聚集众民是会众自觉，召聚长老，聚集孩童和吃奶的，使新郎出离洞房，新妇啊出离内室。所以这里就是要离开安乐窝。
This verse means that they need to leave their comfortable lifestyle.
啊，给我们孩子啊有一个正确价值观和人生观。
To give our children the correct value in life and also the perspective of life.
啊，也就是爱神爱人。
Which is to love God and love man.
就当我们愿意付出的时候，我们就有一些回报。
When we are willing to sacrifice, then we will be rewarded.
我们看这个马其顿教会啊，他们虽然是很穷啊。
Look at the church in Macedonia. They were very poor.
啊，但是呢，他们在奉献的方面上啊，虽然是自己很穷，他们还很乐意的来帮助别人。
But they were very willing to help others, even though they were very poor.
因为他们知道这个快乐的来源啊，喜乐的来源就是从付出，就帮助别人。
Because they understood that the source of their joy comes from helping others.
啊，保罗也是说哈，你们种什么就收什么。
And Paul said the same thing, you will reap what you sow.
你种的少，你就收少啊。
You will reap sparingly if you sow sparingly.
不愿意付出，当然就没有什么收获。
And if you're unwilling to sow, then you will reap nothing.
所以我们看有些弟兄姐妹啊，收获很多啊。
And so we see that there are some brothers and sisters who harvest a lot.
哦，他很愿意做啊。
They are very willing to do.
啊，清扫教会。
They clean the church.
啊，帮助领事，帮助接待，帮助访问。
They help out with visitation and also leading the hymns.
啊，虽然是很耗时间。
Even though it takes a lot of time.
但是他们体验主很多的恩典。
But then they also experience a lot of blessings from God.
那只要是不愿付出的人。
But for those who are unwilling to sacrifice,
啊，来聚会是好啊。
It's good to come to service.
但是不愿做额外的付出啊。
But they're unwilling to sacrifice more.
那这种往往就没有什么体验。
Then usually there is no experience from these people.
那没有什么体验的话，来聚会就变成一种形式。
And so if there is no experience, then coming to service becomes a formality.
所以我们也是让这个军队就要重新整理一下子啊。
It is the same with us. We need to rearrange our army.
那我们圣经哈，我们刚所读的说要悔改。
The Bible tells us we just read that we need to repent.
要撕裂心肠。
We need to rend our heart.
那悔改就是因羡慕而悔改，就羡慕那些啊蒙受神恩典的人。
And our repentance comes from comes from desiring those people who have received blessing.
所以只要是不羡慕的话，那有的人就会说啊 ，I don't care， 这他不介意啊。
If we do not desire, then some people will say, "I don't care."
啊，反正他生活也可以过得很好啊。
Because they still live their lives.
他不会羡慕这个属灵的喜乐。
They do not desire this joy spiritually.
所以他不想听别人的。
So they don't want to listen to others.
他也不会想学习圣经。
And they don't want to learn about the Bible.
啊，圣经告诉我们要回转向谦卑，像小孩子的样子。
The Bible tells us that we need to return and become like little children.
那刚刚所学习的哈，这个 全员啊，从圣殿里头流出来。
So what we have learned just now, the fountain will flow from the temple of God.
要滋润石亭谷。
And it will water the valley of Acacia.
所以圣灵要滋润我们的心灵啊。
So the Holy Spirit will water our hearts.
它要改变我们思想态度。
It will change our attitude and our thoughts.
让我们心啊更能够柔软。
And so that we will have a softer heart.
能够让神的道理啊在我们内心扎根。
And it will allow the words of God to take root in our hearts.
说它要改变我们生活，改变我们生命。
The Spirit will change our life.
所以我们像以前这以色列百姓啊，就是很硬心的。
So we are just like the Israelites who are very hard-hearted.
啊，他们不改变的啊。
They did not change.
所以圣经说啊，他们就像抱了斑点一样啊，就很难改变呢、啊。抱的斑点。
Oh. So the Bible says that they are just like the spots on the leopards.
啊，很难改变的。
It's impossible to change.
但是圣灵现在降临。
But the Holy Spirit has descended.
要滋润我们的内心呢。
And it will water, nourish our hearts.
使我们心灵能够软化。
So that our hearts will be softened.
只能够改变我们想法。
And it will change the way we think.
也能够改变我们生活方式。
And it will change our lifestyle.
说我们怎么想就怎么做啊。
We do according to what we think.
所以我们一定要建立一个正确的价值观呢。
So we need to establish the correct value system.
那我们就会活得很有意义。
Then we will lead a meaningful life.
我们不只是为自己活。
We don't just live
for
ourselves or for others.
我们付出的话，就能够得到神所赏赐的回报。
If we sacrifice, then we will receive the rewards from God.
有一次有位工人、啊、他要申请绿卡。
There once was a worker who was applying for a green card.
啊，老师啊，这个律师楼啊，经常说啊，你的文件丢了啊，你要重新补啊。
And the attorney's office kept on saying, we lost your documents and you need to resubmit.
所以后来他觉得很挫折。
And then so later on, the worker became discouraged.
那我就说，那我们祷告，我就帮你祷告了。
So I just said, we'll pray for you.
啊，就真的帮他祷告。
And so I indeed prayed for the worker.
后来他告诉我。
And then later on, the worker told me.
他说感谢主啊，这个绿卡已经下来了，核准了。
Thank God, the green card is being granted.
啊，我就很高兴。
So I was very happy.
那为什么？跟他能够一起高兴。
Why was I able to rejoice with him?
因为曾经帮助过他祷告啊。
Because I once helped him pray.
那祷告是真的祷告啊。
And I really did pray.
所以当神帮助他的时候。
So when God helped him.
我们内心就会觉得很喜乐。
I was very joyful in my heart.
假设不闻不问。
But if I don't care about it.
啊，当然他说，哎呀，感谢主，我绿卡拿到了。
And then when he said, "Thank God, I got my green card."
啊，当然我们也会表面上高兴，他这样，好好好，哦哦，这样子。
Of course, I might appear to be happy outwardly.
啊，你内心的时候没有这种高兴、喜乐的感觉。
But then in my heart, I would not have that kind of joy.
所以我们一定要付出啊。
We have to sacrifice.
我们要付出才要收获了。
We have to have sacrifice to reap the reward.
啊，所以当时这个以色列百姓，神告诉他们说，你们要悔改啊，然后神会再补给他们以前所损失的。
And so, here the God tells the Israelites that they need to repent, and then God will reward them for what they have lost.
所以我们现在是要恢复使徒时代的道理。
So now we also need to reestablish what was in the apostolic times.
恢复使徒时代的能力。
And to become once again strengthened like the apostles. And also the faith like the apostles and the love.
好像把以前我们所失落的，把它重新捡回来。
And to pick up what we have lost.
这要重新整理队伍。
We need to rearrange the army.
要让圣灵来滋润我们的心。
And let the Holy Spirit nourish our hearts.
能够帮助我们。
And also help us.
啊，借着圣灵来祝福每一位。
And to have received blessing from the Holy Spirit.
好，再唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
413首。
413。
513首，对不起，513。
513。
stitching the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water did abound. Drank I of the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Drinking of the springs of living water, how wonderful and bountiful stream. How sweet the living water from the hills of God. It makes me glad and happy all the way. Now glory, grace, and blessing mark the path I trod, and shall sing hallelujah every day. Drinking of the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Drinking of the springs of living water, how wonderful and bountiful sweet rain. O sinner, won't you come to Jesus, O Virgin? A fountain there is flowing deep and wide. The Savior now invites you to the water free, where thirsting spirits can be satisfied. Drinking of the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Drinking of the springs of living water, a wonderful and bountiful supply.
好，请坐。
Be seated, please.
啊，盼望我们回去以后再将约珥书还是要读一次。
When we go home, let us read the book of Joel again.
让我们了解到神的爱。
So that we can understand the love of God.
啊，虽然他这些百姓啊，啊，经常不理会他。
Even though his people often do not care for him.
但神的爱是永不改变的。
But the love of God never changes.
那有机会的话，啊，那个约珥书啊，里面有丰盛的道理啊。
If we have a chance, there is a lot of teachings in the book of Joel.
那我们就是有机会，你这个查经的话，我们也需要好好的读。
And if we have the opportunity to study the book of Joel, we need to read it carefully.
作为我们人生智慧的一部分。
To make it become part of the wisdom of life.
能够保住神的应许。
So we can keep the promise of God.
我们再一起祷告。
Let's pray together.